take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena. Jenna, how are you?
Morena.
Happy New Year.
Happy 2020.
New decade.
New decade.
What are we talking about this morning?
Get better from here. I've got a good summer read, actually, for you guys. And this is called Such a Fun Age by Kylie Reid. Have you heard of it?
Such a Fun Age. No, but what a good title.
I've been bouncing between whether it's like too trashy to review, but actually it's not. It's really, really
great. It is summer. We want trashy books in the reading
turners.
Pile.
And also, it's the first big release of 2020. It came out on the 7th of Jan, so it's super fresh. So this is about a young woman called Amira Tucker. She is 25, African-American woman, and she lives in Philadelphia. And she's in that kind of time where she doesn't know what to do. She just graduated from uni, and she's just directionless. She has no health insurance, and she's started babysitting for this wealthy white family. And she just loves the kid that she looks after. She's 3 years old.
Yeah.
But she doesn't really feel a connection with the parents. And the mother is called Alex. She's changed her name from Alex. And she's like an Instagram mum. She's trying to not tell her followers she's moved to Philadelphia.
Oh my God.
She just wants to show the illusion she still lives in New York. And she runs this like organization called Let Her Speak, which is about giving the voice to young women.
Sounds a bit lean in sort of, you know.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah. She's a lean in lady. So in the first chapter of the book, there is an incident where Amira is going to the supermarket. She gets rung up in midnight and asked to take the kid to the supermarket.
At midnight?
Yes, because something has happened at the fancy people's house that they just need to get her out of there while they sort it out. And Amira needs the money, and they're going to pay her double, so she just does it. But she's been out like at a birthday party, so she's in her clubbing gear and stuff. And they're just hanging out at the supermarket and looking at stuff. And a security guard comes over and accuses her of stealing the kit.
Oh, God.
So that is the core basis of this
story.
Of this book. And then, so then it leads on from there. Alex is like, oh my God, I don't know this girl so much, and kind of becomes obsessed with her. And even though she has the best intentions, it's a story about these characters of someone, the white woman, trying to like latch onto this black woman and that really tricky relationship.
Oh, it sounds fascinating.
So she has
doesn't sound like a trashy read.
No, see, it's kind of light, but then it has these really strong ideas and like really complex characters. So you think you know who the villain is, but you don't really. And everybody is just so layered. So it's such a clever book. And I just devoured like the last third. I sat down after work to just read a little bit, and I just didn't move for 2.5 hours.
Really?
I feel like the last book on like that made me sort of think about reading like this was Big Little Lies, which in many ways is like a big trashy read. It's really quick to flick through. It's definitely aimed at a summer market, but also again has these like big important undercurrents going on there that aren't necessarily immediately apparent at the start of the book.
Is it written from the perspective of the main character, or is it like told as a story about them?
Third person, it bounces between the characters and from their point of view. And yeah, exactly like Big Little Lies, same sliver of the pie, of the book pie. you know, Reese Witherspoon has made it her book club book.
Of course she has.
But I think what's really interesting is that...
Is Reese Witherspoon not like the IRL version of Alex, maybe?
Yes, I
maybe that's
see
a mean
her
call
playing
for me to...
Alex. And I was like, I don't know how old Reese Witherspoon is. She looks great. Alex is 33, but I think she could make it work.
I do love Reese Witherspoon, but I also sometimes feel myself questioning her motives a little bit.
Yeah. As always, the TV series is in development, and I think this is one of the most interesting things is Lena Waithe from Master of None, her production company has got it. So it's like, I think it's in good hands.
It'll
like
be really
the
interesting.
It being released on the 7th of Jan, it's already, or does that all happen
they
before?
They bought it in 2018.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Wow. They definitely knew what they were on.
So there's great characterization, great dialogue. Like, she really shifts the characters and how they speak like how Amira speaks to her employers compared to how she speaks to her friends. And it shows their two, Alex and Amira's girl groups. And also there's another character that comes in that they're actually connected to unknowingly, which
that sounds
great.
Really interesting.
Kylie Reid, the author, she calls this book a comedy of good intentions. And she wrote this on the Iowa workshop, you know, the Iowa Writers Workshop.
Oh, okay.
And sold it while she was
writing. Nice one, Kylie.
Is this her first book?
This is a debut. Yeah, so number 3 on New York Times. So great summer read. I've been reading Dux Newburyport. I'm up to page 850. It's very dense, and it was really nice to just read this.
Good to have a break.
Smash it out in a couple of days in between.
I was just saying off air, one of my friends is reading Dux Newburyport at the moment, and she's like, I just feel like I need to lie down sometimes. Yeah. There's no mind breaks. There's no full stops. It's really interesting, but it is exhausting.
Yeah, it's a really, really good book, but I'm...
So yep. if you're struggling through something a bit butty at the moment, maybe this is the antidote to that.
Yeah, exactly. Get on top of it before the TV show comes out.
Exactly. You can tell all your mates you read about it ages ago. What is the name of it again?
It's called Such a Fun Age. It's by Kylie Reid, published by Bloomsbury, and it's $33. It's on the shelf at Time Out now.
Fantastic. It sounds like a very good one. Thank you very much, Jenna. Lovely to have you back.
Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.
It certainly...